discussion, possible action on system water availability agreement contract claimant by Johnson Hall.
Good morning. What I have before you here is an item of business that's come up during some communications we've had with one of our water supply customers in Central Texas here in the last little bit. This customer has questioned the water use accounting procedures that we have for customers with multiple water supply agreements. And under that procedure, when we have customers that have more than one water supply agreement, water use is accounted for from the oldest to the most recent agreement. So in effect, we would go back to the oldest contract that they have in place and account for their water use under that contract first. Now, the significance of this is, as you know from your briefings from the different contracts that we've had over the years, our older contracts, some of them are fixed rate contracts. We had in place a contracting scenario for a while that resulted in a two-tier contracting agreement where they had a certain rate they paid for water that was in effect reserved and another rate that they paid for water that was actually activated and used. Bell County Water Control and Improvement District Number 1 is an entity that is like these that I'm discussing with you. It has more than one type of water supply agreement. They have an older two-tier water supply agreement for 49,000 acre feet of water, and they have subsequently contracted in the last year for additional 13,000 acre feet of water under system water availability agreement that is at our system water rate. And at the end of the year when we settled up and we sent them a statement that showed that their water use had increased and therefore the amount that they would pay under their two-tier contract, which is their older contract, would increase because their water usage level had increased. The general manager came back to us and said, well, wait, why are you doing that? I've already paid for this water under the system water availability agreement, and I'd like you to account for this water, this additional water used under that system water availability agreement. And I wrote him back a nice letter saying, no, sir, I'm sorry, our procedure is that we account for your water under your oldest contract first. And then he wrote me another polite letter back that said, well, that's all fine and good, but show me the contract which says that. And unfortunately, the contract language in the system water availability agreement does not really speak to that accounting procedure that we had in place. And so it was determined that the most prudent way for us to approach this was to come to you and ask for you to allow Phil and the staff to put into the contract language that clearly expresses for anybody that will sign a future water availability agreement that we will account for their older water contracts if they have more than one type of contract first. So that there's no equivocation, that it's right there in black and white for anybody to be able to see as they read through their contract documents before they execute the contract. So that is the matter of business that we have before you this morning. We have a resolution that would allow just that to take place. Do you have any questions? Okay. Be it resolved by the Legal Regulations State and Federal Compliance Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to include language in the Brazos River Authority's System Water Availability Agreement that clearly states the Brazos River Authority will account for water used by a customer that possesses multiple water supply agreements with the same diversion point in successive date order from a customer's oldest to most recent water supply agreement.
Any questions?
I'll entertain a motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
Director Johnson, may I have a second?
Director Duhett, seconds.
All in favor?
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
There will be no further business to this committee. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So
moved. Second.
So.
Director Johnson? All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.